All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight, we're going to talk about batteries in your boat, cranking, deep cycle, because here's the deal. We've all spent a lot of money on batteries. Now, I'll be honest. None of us are experts in this, but we have became familiar with do's and don'ts. So I'm not going to say what's the best battery out there. Because, I mean, we all got what we think are good, relatively good priced. But
it's a painful learning curve.
It's painful, and I seem to do it a lot. Over the years, I've done a lot. I've spent a lot on batteries. At least you get a core charge back. That's positive.
Yeah, I knew 2020 was going to be a rough year because 2020 was the year I replaced. I have a 2013 Ranger, and so my batteries were the originals. So when
you smoked it.
Oh, I did great.
Because the average life is about 2 to 3 years on a boat battery.
I did amazing. And I work hard to take care of them and stuff. And they started going out. Well, the first indicator was that fall when you and I were on the boat, Brad. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were out electronics. There. We're like, what the hell's going on?
They're going crazy.
The Lowrance kept going on and off. And I looked at him and I was like, what in the world? Like, what the hell's wrong with
you? You got a short somewhere.
Yeah. I was like, I thought, low battery. I know. And I'm just thinking, you know, I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to check all these different places. And then, so we're like, all right. So we kept fishing, you know, we knew about where we were and what we were catching. So we didn't really need the graph that much. And, and then I go to hit the main button and to start the motor.
Yeah.
And it goes, run, and it's fired up. And I was like, It never does that. Like this motor and this battery, I brush my finger by it and it starts. I was like, it has never grown like that. I go, if that's bad news, let's go.
Well, and here's the thing that's funny is because when you're out on the water and you check your batteries for full.
Yeah, it's full. Let's go.
Yeah.
But what's really full, right? So here's the thing. Batteries, because we've all been there. They usually give you a little indicator something's not
something,
right.
Something.
And it's that. And a lot of times you're like, I wonder what that is.
Well, they'll flash.
And then you move on. You're like, yeah. No, that's the clue. Because it usually gives you a little bit of, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
There's something not right here.
You know? Yeah.
So I think we can focus probably on what you're typically going to find in a boat, deep cycle. And a cranking battery.
Yep.
What's the difference? What can you use a cranking battery for trolling motors? Can you use deep cycle for, well, anything that's got a charge you can use, but what's appropriate? Why would you use, if they don't have the cranking amp on a deep cycle, they're not going to start your engine. But if they had the right cranking amps, why would you prefer to have a deep cycle versus a cranking battery?
And this is an important deal. I mean, I have a cousin who lives out here, and he, not a big boat guy, and they bought a pretty good size boat. And, you know, it always amazes me how, especially new boat owners who don't really know a lot about boats, you have to charge your batteries before you go out. Every time you have to charge your batteries. And I know, so don't have the emails come flooding in. I get 2 or 3 trips out of my battery. Great for you. That's awesome. I personally would never, ever in a million years risk it just because there's no worse feeling in the world than sitting out on the water and your batteries die, right?
Mm-hmm. So, especially if you're going to plan a full day out.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're going to use, you know, we all use the everything, right? The electronics, the trolling motors. I mean, you're using everything. Live wells, it all takes juice, right? So every night before I go, I plug in and do it no matter what. And yes, you can get more sometimes, but it's really not worth it just to say you did it, you know, because that's really all you're getting out of it. But how many people don't know you have to plug it in? I mean, they think it's like their car, right? Like they don't
like
ever
it just recharges.
Yeah. They charge it
well,
once and leave it be.
And if you have a bigger engine that has a stator in it, it's going to recharge your cranking battery. Yeah. So if you are out there.
But you got to run it continuously. It's not like a car, right, where you can drive for an hour.
No, but so here's the thing.
Your big motor
so
for 10
if
minutes.
You don't have an onboard charger where you plug it in and all your banks are going, and you have a 24-volt system for your trolling motor, and then you have a 1 battery for your cranking to start your engine. If you've been running around and not running a bunch of stuff on it, and you only have 1 thing to plug in for the night, what are you going to plug in?
Well, you're going to need to do that crank battery because that's what gets you on and off the water.
Well, you would think that. I think just opposite, because if I've only had to crank it here and there, there's a chance that when I'm running, the stator is putting charge back into it. If I've been running my trolling motor all day long, I know that's probably dropped way down. You I want
use
the trolling
more
motor.
Juice on more it.
Yeah. I have yet to have my battery or my cranking battery not start when it wasn't when I didn't charge it up for the night. Because I've been running it around. Now, if it's been sitting for a while and the cold temperatures or high temperatures, of course, that can affect it. But I'm talking like an overnight trip. I'm getting my trolling motor batteries charged first, because if I haven't had any indicators with my cranking battery and I'm just starting my boat and running my graph on it, it seems to be I've never had an issue. But I tell you what, there's nothing worse than being out there and you got to use your trolling motor batteries on your deep cycles. And you only get an hour or two out of them because you couldn't charge them up. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They're both important.
Yeah.
We don't run into that issue because we have onboard chargers. Yeah. So you plug in and everything charges, right? But I'm just thinking I used to have
just a charger on my other boat, but I only had a 12-volt system and so I bought two chargers.
Yeah, you bought two of them, but one of them goes out. I don't know what I would do, but if I can crank it, if my boat is cranking up fine. We've done that before when we had our cranking battery. It was like a little bit
cranking battery crapped out on us.
Well, we were running our live wells all day and we hadn't started the big engine for like 6 hours, 7 hours. And we were running all kinds of stuff because our graphs were running on it. And we had both live wells for a bait well.
Let's maybe talk about before you get in there, talk about what does run off of your crank typically and what runs off of your.
The trolling boat, the deep batteries. Cycle batteries are standalone for us on your trolling motor.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff is powered off your cranking battery.
Yep.
So when getting back to that story, when I started up, it was and it started. I was like, that's not good. This is a new battery. Right. So we went and ripped down the lake for 20, 30 minutes. We just kept her open and just drove around to charge it up. And every time I fire right back up because that stator's putting charge back.
Sure, sure. So, but I guess
that's worst case scenario.
Yeah,
is all I'm saying,
because we don't have big enough lakes. I mean, it's not like we're going to do a Great Lake run where we're going to go an hour and some change, blasting up the lake to get to our spot.
Well, guys were probably wondering what the hell we were doing because we're just driving in circles around the lake.
Right? Because half hour around our lakes.
They're like, we're boating. What are they? Are they tubing?
Yeah, a half hour around our lakes. I mean, some of our bigger lakes that could be two trips around the lake, and some of our other lakes it could be 20. So
I know.
It's just I think the important part is that plug it in. I mean, right? So
yes.
And the moral of the story is that this cousin of mine gets stuck on the water more than once because the batteries keep going.
Yes.
Dead. And, and I said, well, you're charging them, right? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, you have to charge them before every time go out. He was like, oh. And I said, and how do you store them? So I think that's the next big thing that we want to touch on is storage. I mean, storage is as important as anything else you do with these batteries because, like you guys in the Midwest, Canada, super cold, that just destroys these batteries if you leave them, especially if you store your boats outside. Yeah. I mean, let's face it. This is something everybody should think about. If you're going to go buy a boat, you really need to think about the option of maybe trying to store it inside, if at all possible, right? If there's anything you can do that saves so much wear and tear on covers, tires, motors, motor cowlings, batteries.
It does.
I mean, it just, if you can do it, that should be your first choice. If you can't, like neither of you do, you both store yours outside.
Yeah.
Then you have extra work to make sure all these things stay in good condition.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's been my problem over the years. I think, because I've had bad luck with batteries, I think, just in general. But is it really the battery or is it how I take care of it?
Right.
So one of my problems is there might be a pretty long stretch that I don't get my boat out, works, busy, whatever. And then I go out there and of course the batteries are dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, it was full when I put it in there. How could they go dead? Well, then I've learned, you can get those little drains and it can just drain your battery just sitting there. Right. So a couple of years ago, I put in the master power switch that you both have. I love it because it just gives me that confidence of when I turn that off, yep, she's going to sit there.
Yep.
But really, it is. It's how I've taken care of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I could do a much better job keeping them charged up.
Yep.
You know, like right now, my boat's been sitting in storage for a few months, and yeah, I'm sure I wrecked another set of batteries now because it was going to be one thing that I did. Yep, every month I'm going to go get it,
yep,
charge it, you know, just make sure she's all
or
looking
take
good.
Take them out, take the batteries out, put them in your garage, and have a trickle charger on all winter long.
Yep. Yep.
And it's
or your
not
basement's
just
even better than your garage.
It is, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But a garage is better than outside.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah.
But the heat does just as much damage.
Yes.
When you're out extreme there heat. And it's extreme heat,
yep,
you know, when it's cooking at 95, 100 degrees out for a week and your batteries are under a cover,
yep,
in a locker that's closed,
like a sauna.
It's terrible for it. Yep. It wrecks the plates. So let's talk about the two different kinds of batteries, deep cycle and a little bit difference in what a deep cycle is versus a cranking battery. What the little bit that we know about it.
Well, I mean, I think you know more. I was going to touch on something real quick that Mitch said before you go with that is what I think a lot of people need to understand. And you were talking about those little draws, mm-hmm, like, you know, it's this or that or whatever. The biggest little draw on most boats is your tilt trim.
So yes,
that is the number one need for a power switch is master power switch is tilt trim. Your tilt trim is a constant draw on your batteries no matter what. So that's something to keep in mind is if you have a tilt trim system on your boat, more than likely, and you have batteries that go dead, just, you know, let's say
you
throw a charge on it and you think, it should be pretty good. It's only been like a week. I haven't been out. Your tilt trim will draw on that the whole time.
It does.
Hmm. Yeah. So it's important to know. So
that's why it's great to have that.
Master power switch helps stop that from pulling on it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
It works really well.
Well, like a cranking battery, really the difference between a deep cycle and a cranking battery. Cranking battery has thinner plates, but it's designed to charge faster, but to blast out that power faster, like in surges. So cranking, you know, so it makes sense. But then it can charge faster, mm-hmm, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. In like the deep cycle, the marine deep cycle batteries, they got a thicker plate in there. But they're designed to have the charge is for rapid it's for like electric trolling motors to be able to do long withstanding drains,
like continuous.
But they can also do long withstanding charges.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when you have used it all day long and it started off at 100 and you've been using this thing for 6 hours on the water today, and you put it on and your indicator says it's at 25%. It has the ability to take that and charge it back up to 100 and store it in those thick plates so you can have that long, consistent. If you put a car battery in there with the thinner plates, you're going to be able to use it because it's still power.
Right.
But what you're going to end up running into is that thinner plate doesn't hold that long, sustained charge. It's made for the rapid charge like what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you end up running it for a long time, it'll drain quicker. It'll work fine, but maybe only for like 3.5 hours. And then it's dramatically, we've all done it before on our older boats and stuff that you just put a battery in. I don't care what it is, a battery.
Right.
But you know, you go to a deep cycle instead of getting 3 hours out of it. Now I got five. It's because of how that those plates store the energy and it gets transferred over into the thing that you're using, the trolling motor that you're using.
Yeah. And a marine battery is not a marine battery, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you do have to make sure you get the correct size because there are different sizes. Yes, they all look big. So, you know, it's like, I need this bigger one. It says marine. That's the one I need. Take it and go.
Do you need a 27? Do you need a 30?
Yep,
exactly. Do you need a 24? Whatever that is.
Like when we were talking about line counter reels, right? And the same type of thing, right? There's all these different sizes for your batteries. And here's the best part about living in the, you know, what are we now, the 22nd century, is you can Google it. What size marine battery does my 1999 Glastron take? And it'll probably come up with an answer for you. Mm-hmm. I can easily do mine, and it'll tell me what all my size batteries are, you know.
And then I got a Tarova, whatever, Minn Kota Tarova. Right. What's the best battery system for that? 27s or 29, whatever it is.
Exactly. And here's a little trick for everyone, because if, especially if you've got some of these newer boats with a lot of different graphs on them and all this electrical stuff on there, if you put a power pole on there, which power pole, by the way, has a new system that came out. I don't know if it's this year or last year, but it's a charging system and you can run it off your phone. It looks pretty damn cool.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it looks pretty damn cool.
So you can watch your battery.
You can do everything on your phone. You can tell it how to charge. You can redistribute the juice. You can do all kinds of, it's pretty cool. It's it was on a episode of Next Bite. I think it was like episode 16 of, or no, episode like two or three of season 17. Dude, I'm
well. I'd like to hear, you know, because I haven't even heard about that, so I can't even speak to it. But if any of our listeners are running that system, I'd love to have your input on how that actually works.
It looked
because when
cool.
you're watching the commercial or them doing it, it's going to be the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to hear how it actually works.
Right.
How hard is it to navigate that?
Well,
on
do
your
you
phone?
Have to have a power pole to do it? Can you just put it in the system and not have a power pole? Because I would look at that. Because I don't want a power pole, but I would look at doing. I'm like, that'd be all right.
You would do it just. You would get power poles system, just so you could have the system.
Yeah, I know, really.
You'd be the only walleye.
What it is, right? So, but
you do fish shallow a lot. So that would probably be good.
Yeah, it might not be bad, but you know. So I, but like we were saying, is you know. I don't even remember what I was saying. What the hell was I saying?
Dude, you're not even 50 yet. We can
looking at YouTube thinking, the onboard charging system is important because you want to have the right battery or the onboard charger to match your batteries, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you have, if you've got four batteries, you have four banks. You know, you don't want to be sitting there moving things around. But the little trick with all of that is, and the onboard charging system is part of that trick, take a picture with your phone before you take it apart because oh my God, I just went through this and I took a picture more for the size because I was using a different type of a cranking battery that was in there that came in the boat, but it was different than the brand and I had to go to a special place to get it and all this other stuff, so I wanted to have it all right because I had to drive a little ways to go get it.
Sure.
So I took the picture for that. And ended up using the picture just to get everything back together because I rubber.
Well, you don't want to screw it. You don't want to screw it up.
It was crazy. Well, you'll smoke your battery if you.
Well, and if you're not an electrical guy, that shit confuses me. I'm sitting there looking at it, going, "Okay, now is it the? I know it's red's positive, black's negative. When you're 24 volt, which one do I switch to?
Well,
how do
I run them in series?
I know.
And so, So, anyways, that's just a little tip because holy cow.
You know, another thing too that I think, and Mitch brought it up when we were before we started taping, is that I'm sure plenty of places have it, but they have these little solar powered trickle charges, right? And it's not going to charge your battery. If it does, it takes forever. Mm-hmm. But when your batteries are separated, it's going to be in stores. So, I've never done it with my 24 volt system. I've always taken off the piggyback, so they're separate batteries. Mm-hmm. But I put on, I think it's 1.5 amps, and it sits out on the back of my trailer, and it just constantly, whenever the sun's up, it constantly keeps my batteries full, and it will charge them. It takes forever to charge, but what it's doing is always getting that battery working.
It's like maintaining it.
Yes, that's the death of batteries, you know, is just sitting idle. Yep. They like to be used.
Yep.
You know, so having something like that works great. If you're one of these guys that goes out and, you know, you're kind of a spur of the moment fisherman, it's always
or
great.
Or boater.
Yeah, whatever. And you want to go out, hey, tomorrow. I'm going to get off work early, so I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. Well, if you didn't think about it, like you go bring it the night before and charge it. Right. If it's not on site, what do? You're rolling the dice that you're going to have juice. Mm-hmm. But if you had those maintainers on for the 3-4 weeks, you know you're good.
You can get them at Harbor Freight or something.
Harbor Freight is where I got mine. Yeah. I bought them there like $15. I think they're like 13.
Yeah.
But whatever, $15. I bought four of them.
Yeah.
And I still got one. I actually put one on my cranking battery for my RV too, because I want to make sure that when I start that bad boy, it starts. Cause I don't use it in the winter.
Right.
Very, very rarely, but it's whenever I get it out there, it's fully charged, just ready to rock and go. So it's good.
Yep.
The two different kinds of, or what kind of deep cycle batteries do you like to run? Because I used to have Interstate, right?
Yeah. I like Interstate.
Interstate's not bad. Sometimes they're kind of hard to find.
Well,
especially
this last
during COVID
year, they
times.
Had a rough go. I mean, they were, everything, you know, a lot of these people are made in China, you know, and I think Interstate was no different than anywhere else. Yeah. And their marine battery, especially the size that I needed, they were gone. I mean, they were gone, nowhere to be found. I checked the whole year through, and never did they come in last year.
You know what I've got the last couple years? Because I had a problem getting the Interstate batteries when mine went out the time before.
Right.
Because it's inevitable that they fail at the same time. It's probably because they're drawn at the same time, not in the same conditions. Is I got the, I think it's Everstart.
Everstart from Walmart, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm telling you right now, anybody that thinks batteries from Walmart are not good, you're nuts. I have used them because it always, first off, no matter what little town we go to fish out of, it seems like there's a Walmart or a Walmart close by, right? Mm-hmm. So you always have that ability to go get it. It seems like they more than likely have the right size and they have a great selection of them. And I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what happened to me. I couldn't find the Interstates. I found my cranking battery, and the cranking battery was fairly expensive. And I needed all my deep cycle batteries. And you know, it's funny because our mechanic here, in the Denver area says, you know what? He goes, it's like a lot of things, right? He goes, there's really only two or three battery manufacturers and they make all the batteries. So all these different brands of batteries, they're coming out of two or three different places.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And he goes, get the right size, take care of them. You'll probably be fine. And I did. And I've used Everstart all last year and they're fine. And for me, I'm lucky. I store mine at my house. My boat's in my garage, right? Mm-hmm. And every time it gets a little, you know, it gets colder out, right? Like if we're going to have a cold snap or something, I still plug them in once a month to get that charge. And like you said, kind of keep those plates going. But if it's going to get cold, like it's supposed to get cold at the end of this week and snow, I'll go out Wednesday. I think it's supposed to snow Thursday. I'll go out Wednesday. I'll plug it in and I'll leave it plugged in for the whole cold snap.
Yep.
Just kind of keep that constant flow of juice. Keep it warm.
Well, I'll tell you one thing too, and laugh at Walmart, but they scan your battery in, and it must be nationwide, right?
Yeah.
That when they scan that serial number in for your battery, it's like a 2-year warranty or three. I can't remember what
it is. It's pretty good warranty.
Well, the thing is there's no questions asked. I had mine go out last year. Oh, yeah. My batteries were 2 years old, like a month before. They were 2-year warranty.
Yep.
A month before. And it was part my fault because I didn't take them in during the winter.
Right.
So I had some issues in the spring. They were 2 years old. I brought both of them in and said, hey, I need to replace these. They did the little scan on it. They were literally like a few weeks away from being out of warranty. Here's two new ones.
Yeah.
I just got another 2 years. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
They're like, you can only return these once. So I go, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with it.
Well, and here's the other thing. That little sticker on top, right? It'll have two numbers, right? And it's a slash. That is the month and the year in which that battery was made.
Yes.
So when you're digging through, let's see, they have, you know, you're looking for.
But that's not the warranty, though. The warranty starts when they scan.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm just talking about so you can see how long they've been sitting on the shelf, right? Because you might have some concerns like, well, how long has this bad boy been sitting here, right?
This one says 7 of 18.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So
it's on sale.
Dude, I found all three of my batteries were within the month I was looking for them.
Yeah.
They were all brand new. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it was perfect. I brought them back, hooked them up. I used them all last year. Never had an issue. I mean, for the most part, when I hooked them up, especially like during tournaments when we really hammer the batteries, right? Pre-fish, whatever. I would have at least 50% charge left.
Yes.
I mean, they were amazing. They were great. And I had Interstates in there before that, and they worked every bit as good as Interstates. Now, let's see. I had those Interstates 5 years. Actually, 6 years. Mm-hmm. So I really got a good last out of those Interstates. So let's see if they last as long.
Well, typically, the guys are going to get 2 or 3 years out of batteries. But maintaining them in your garage is huge.
It's huge. It's huge on all of that stuff, right? I mean, it really is. So, but with the battery thing, that's a big thing. Well, let's talk about onboard chargers real quick and we'll wrap this up. Of course, you know, the Rangers come with that dual pro professional charger. I really like it. I have read on the line before that some guys have had issues with them going out, like a bank or something will go out, whatever, banks go out and all of them. I'm telling you right now, that happens to them all.
It does.
I've had Bass Pro brand. I've had Cabela's brand. I had a Minn Kota brand. Minn Kota does make a really good charger, but I can tell you right now, they go out on all of them.
Like, it does. I've had the Bass Pro, and the last one I bought, I upgraded to the Minn Kota. I had issues with it 2 years into it. Changed it out. Yep. I mean,
They get beat up. They're back there. They get vibrated. They get shook. The trailer beats the shit out of everything. Just so you guys know, your trailer's far worse than hitting wakes. You know, I mean, it just gets beat up. So they are going to go bad. But that is one of those items you get what you pay for.
Yes.
You know, I liked my Bass Pro brand one, but it was still a little pricey. I mean, they're not cheap.
No.
I got a year, maybe two out of it, and I had a bank go bad. Mm-hmm. Maybe two. And here's the bad part. I didn't know the bank went bad.
No, you never. Yes, you never know. And all of a sudden, one of them didn't know the bank went bad.
It kept saying it was charged, and I would lose my electric. And I was like, dude, they all said they were charged. And so I went and got a new battery. 2 days later, the day of the tournament, I got 2 hours out of it. Battery went bad. Well, I had used up the entire charge from when I bought it and didn't know. The bank kept saying it was good, and it didn't. So finally, I figured out the bank was bad. I got a new charger. All the batteries worked, and everything was good to go after that. But it went bad, and it kept showing me that it said fully charged.
Yep.
So just keep that in mind. You know, when you're going to get this stuff, you kind of get what you pay for.
One of the things with the and this is the last thing. One of the onboard charger things that kind of screw with you too is that if you have a dead battery and you plug it in, and one or two of your batteries still has charge, it will charge those ones, not even read that other one. Yep. So the key is what we do when we take the batteries out. I test them all with a tester. If they're showing 25, 50, 80%, whatever it is, as long as it's above 10%, when I throw it in and hit my onboard charger, it's going to hit all of them and charge it.
Yep.
But if any of them read zero, it will bypass that one, charge the other ones, and you won't even know it. It'll show that it's
so full. Here's a little trick with that one, too. If you do get that, I always carry with me a charger, a regular trickle charger, right?
Yes,
ones that you hook up with two clips. They're not expensive. Go buy one, especially if you're going to go like...
Because if you plug that in for 2 hours, you're going to get enough for the onboard to
Read it. So what you do is you disconnect the onboard. Make sure you disconnect the onboard and the other batteries. Mm-hmm. You plug it in by itself, like you said, for a couple hours till it starts reading it. Then you hook it back in with the onboard. The onboard will flash on. It'll read it and off your ear off your
running.
But I have had that happen before, and people don't think about that, but... That's why I always carry.
We do too.
Because we've been burned. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's just one of those little things you start to learn. And, you know, and there are other brands of batteries we didn't even talk about, like the Optima batteries, which the three of us have had terrible luck with. I think they're garbage.
I would never buy one again.
Yeah. Never. They're so expensive. I know a lot of guys use them and love them, especially the guys that are sponsored by them really love them. But, you know,
well, if I was sponsored by them, they're giving me batteries. Hell yeah, I'd love them.
Yeah. Because, they got to give you batteries because they freaking go bad all the time.
I know.
But, you know, I mean, so there are other batteries. I would say, you know, these places like Interstate, they have stores. You go in and talk to these guys at their stores. They're experts in it. Guys like that. I mean, that's, you know, they tell you what to do. Just ask them. I've asked them. How do I get the most out of this? He's like, here's what you do.
Yes.
That's where I got the plug it in once a month over the winter. That's all you need to do, you know, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
Man, I got 6 years out of those Interstates. 6 years.
You doubled it at least.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I would like to have people email us at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com that have seen how that Power Pro, how that app works on your phone with the charging system. That'd be
powerful.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, one more thing real quick before we go. If you are going to replace batteries, even if you don't think your other batteries are bad, it's a very good idea to replace them all at the same time.
It is.
Because if you have batteries that are working at different levels, that will mess up how everything else operates. So if you're going to do it all at the same time.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Yep. The only exception is if you do a cranking battery as opposed to your other ones. Those don't work in series with each other. You don't have to worry about it. But still... I did them all at one time. Yes, it's pricey. I'm telling you, it's expensive, but it's much better in the long run.
That's why the Walmart.
I'm telling you, Everstart.
Everstart.
Yeah, I would recommend it to anybody.
Well, from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, I know we went a little long on this one. Send us your questions on batteries. If there's anything out there that you want us to know about them too that we missed, we'd love to hear it. And if you have any suggestions for future podcasts, make sure you're sending them to alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. We do really appreciate everybody following us on our website, alleyesonfishing.com, and looking at our apparel, supporting us, and subscribing to The Next Level. Pass it on, guys. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.